عليه صوني ماس وسوس وبتير وبنذكر طور. يا أبانا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمك ليأت ملكوتك مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا ذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد آمين. Shlil is more in your شبه متن تطفن بري بربسطان يبوان نايت بنوت بيوت من شويسو بنوت وبن سلطير اسوس بخريس الجافر اسكي بوازيني قون ابر ويسنيرون اف اريه ايرون اف شبتنيرون اف ابتاس ويرون اف تيتو تين اف انتن شاهريتا اي انوثاي انصفؤون مارن تو ايرو فبوس انتف اريه ايرون خن بايه اوس وفاي نمنه او تيرون تيبن وان خخن ارين نفين ان جبيبان تو كراتو او ريب شوي سيبن او 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 تي شويسف نوتي بيبان تكرا آتور إذيوتين بين شويسف وبن نوتي وبن سوتير إسوس بخريستوس نشكرك نشكرك يا رب على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال لأنك سترتنا وأعنتنا وحفظتنا وقبلتنا إليك أشفقت علينا وعضدتنا وأتيت بنا إلى هذه الساعة
لك أرحمنا الله وأترافع علينا يسمعنا ويعيننا ويقبل سؤالات وطلبات القديسي منهم بالصلاح عنا في كل حين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
يا رب
كمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان مؤامرات الناس الأشرار قيام الأعداء الخفين والظاهرين انزعها عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة وعن موضعك المقدس هذا نيزي إصناني ابن منيثر نورساني مونان جنسك بيتاكتين برشيشنان إهم مجنهو وابن منيت شلين مجن ترغم ترسن تابي قاجي
كريا ليسون تن أقوش تيمي بيوت نمفجي
Titteria,
παρθένος ετάσμες μπένσο δίρ hail to the cross which my Lord was crucified. Died upon, hail to the grave where they placed his body. The cross is our weapon, the cross is our hope, the cross is our confirmation in our troubles and suffering. Shed in emare, eiyati echirongi.
Our holy fathers, the archbishops, the father, the bishops, the father, the priests, the brethren, the deacons, the father, the monks, the father, the laymen, and for the full repose of all Christians on Christ our God, and we repose all their souls in paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us, and to God in Novinan.
Ali الموضع الذي هرب من الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسيك. أقم أجسادهم في اليوم الذي رسمته كموعدك الحقيقي غير الكاذبة. هب لهم خيرات موعدك ما لم تر عين ولم تسمع بأذن ولم يخطر على قلب بشر ما عددته يا الله لمحب اسمك القدوس، لأنه لا يكون موت لعبيدك بل هو انتقال. وإن كان لحقهم توان وتفريط كبشر إذ قد لبسوا جسدا وسكنوا في هذا العالم، فأنت كصالح ومحب البشر اللهم تفضل يا رب عبيدك المسيحيين الأرثوذكسيين الذين في المسكونة كلها من مشارق الشمس إلى مغربها ومن الشمال إلى اليمين، كل واحد باسمه وكل واحدة باسمها. يا رب نيحهم واغفر لو مننا ليس أحد لا يكون طاهرا من دنس ولو كانت حياته يوما واحدا على الأرض. أما هم يا رب الذين أخذت نفوسهم فنيحهم وليستحقوا ملكوت السماوات، أما نحن فهب لنا كمالا مسيحيا نرضيك أمامك، وأعطيهم وإيانا نصيبا وميراثا مع كافة قديسيك.
To keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the regions of the earth. And you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you. Save me and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto the upright in heart. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Hail to you, we ask you, O Saint full of glory, the ever-Virgin, the Theotokos, the Mother of Christ.
Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, who has brought forth unto us the true light, Christ our God.
Ask the Lord on our behalf, that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins.
O Virgin Mary, the Holy Theotokos, the faithful advocate for all mankind.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom we before, that he may forgive us our sins.
Serene o ti parce nostri oro in mi in alisini Sherep shoshon te pengenos ariek mona Emen o il tenti ho aripen mevi o ti eber o stati seten hot Narem ben shois kisos becheres tos Et evkanen novi nanevo We to the people, the Orthodox children, we bow down to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle speaks of the honor of the cross, saying, we will not boast except in the cross of Christ. We sing hymns, O faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, and we bow down to his cross. The immortal and holy were, we take pride in you, O cross on which Jesus was crucified. For through your tide we were set free, the mouths of the Orthodox, the seven orders of the angels, take pride in you, O cross of our good Savior. We carry you, O cross, the strength of the Christians, powerfully around our necks, and we cry out openly,
Hail to you, O cross,
the joy of the Christians, the conqueror of tyranny, and our steadfastness, we the faithful, Hail to you, O cross, the comfort of the faithful, the steadfastness of the martyrs, until they completed their tortures. Hail to you, O cross, the weapon of victory. Hail to you, O cross, the throne of the king. Hail to you, O cross, the sign of salvation. Hail to you, O cross, the shining light. Hail to you, O cross, the sword of the Spirit. Hail to you, O cross, the spring of grace. Hail to you, O cross, the treasurer of good things. Hail to you, O cross, to the end of the ages. Hail to you, O cross, which King Constantine carried with him who wore and smote the barbarians. Greatly honored is the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ the King, our true God. He who was crucified on the cross in order to save our race, we too let us honor him, crying out, saying, the cross is our burden, the cross is our hope, the cross is our steadfastness in our troubles and suffering. For blessed is Christ our God, and his love-giving cross on which he was crucified in order to save us from our sins. We praise him and glory him and exalt him above all as a good one and lover of mankind. Have mercy upon us according to mercy. The adornment of Mary in the highest heaven at the right hand of her beloved entering him on our behalf. As David has said in the book of Psalms, the queen is stood at the hand of the king. Solomon has called her in the song of songs, my sister and my spouse, my true city Jerusalem. For he has dearest and loved her in many high names. Saying, come out of your garden, O choicest of aroma. Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race. Word to us, Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. ارفع نازل التعب ويقرر لنا السلام. السلام لك ايتها العذراء ملك الحقيقي الحقاني. السلام لفخر جنسنا ولدي لنا عمانوئي. نسألك أن تذكرين ايتها الشفيع المؤتمنة أمام ربنا يسوع المسيح ليغفر لنا خطايانا. Tenet Jesu, we exalt you, the mother of the true light. We glorify you, Saint the Theotokos, for you have brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, our Master, our King Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him, glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. Truly, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and who one of the Catholic Apostolic Church.
We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age to come. Amen.
Uh-oh.
علينا. يسمعوا وما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لعيونكم لأنها تبصر ولأذانكم لأنها تسمع فلنستحق أن نسمع ونعمل بأوامر إنجيلك المقدس بطلبة قديسك.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
اذكر ايضا يا سيدنا كل الذين امرونا ووصونا ان نذكرهم في تضرعاتنا وطلباتنا التي نصعدها اليك ايها الرب الهنا الذين سبقوا فرقدوا يا رب نيحهم المرضى اشفيهم لانك انت وحياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا قيامتنا كلنا.
هللويا هللويا يسوس بخريستوس بشيريم ابنو تيفيت اب اشفي بستافروس اك اخهم خيم ابصا تانا صابي سيتين نتشا لفكا
بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير بركاته علينا آمين. من مزامير معلمنا داود النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا آمين. قد ارتسم علينا نور هجاك يا رب، أعطيت سرورا لقلبي لأنك أنت وحدك يا رب أسكنتني على الرجاء. هللويا مبارك لاتي باسم الرب إله القوات، ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد إلى الأبد أمين. فقال لهم يسوع: متى رفعتم ابن الإنسان؟ فحينئذ تفهمون إني أنا هو، ولست أفعل شيء من نفسي بل أتكلم بهذا كما علمني أبي، والذي أرسلني هو معي، ولم يتركني الآب وحدي، لأني في كل حين أفعل ما يرضي. وبينما هو يتكلم بهذا آمن به كثيرون. فقال يسوع لليهود الذين آمنوا به: إنكم إن ثبتتم في كلامي فبالحقيقة تكونون تلاميذي وتعرفون الحق والحق يحرركم. أجابوه: إننا ذرية إبراهيم ولم نستعبد لأحد قط، كيف تقول أنت أنكم تصيرون أحرارا؟ أجابهم يسوع: الحق الحق أقول لكم، إن كل من يعمل الخطية هو عبد للخطية، والعبد لا يبقى في البيت إلى الأبد، أما الإبن فيبقى إلى الأبد. فإن حرركم الإبن فبالحقيقة تكونون أحراراً. أنا عالم أنكم ذرية إبراهيم، لكنكم تطلبون أن تقتلوني لأن كلامي لا موضع له فيكم. أنا أتكلم بما رأيت عند أبي، وأنتم تعلمون ما رأيت عند أبيكم. أجاب أبونا هو إبراهيم. فقال لهم يسوع: لو كنتم أولاد إبراهيم لكنتم تعملون أعمال إبراهيم، ولكنكم الآن تطلبون أن تقتلوني، وأنا إنسان قد كلمكم بالحق الذي سمعه من الله. هذا لم يعمله إبراهيم، أنتم تعملون أعمال أبيكم. فقالوا له: إننا لم نولد من زنا، لنا أب واحد وهو الله. فقال لهم يسوع: لو كان الله أباكم لكنتم تحبونني، لأني خرجت من قبل الله وأتيت، لأني لم آتي من نفسي بل ذاك أرسلني.
والمجد لله دائما for greatly honored. Jesus Christ the King, our true God, Revres Vavina Reiegon, Otin Choisin Efterenti Theotokos, Mareas Mavin Pinsoti, Entefkan in Novina, Nevol Jefes Mar Otin Jeviot, Nemevshiri, Nempib Nevma Eth Owe. Ti etereia se ci kevo ten o orstemos ten ti ona.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير مسيح يسوع ربنا نلاك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد آمين
خن بيا خريستوس إيسوس بين شويس
موريني باسي
كتب نعمات إيسو
أيها السيد الرب يسوع المسيح وكلمة الله الآب الذي قطع كل رباطات خطانا من قبل ألامه المخلصة المحيية الذي نفخ في تلاميذه القديسين ورسل الأطهار وقال لهم اقبلوا الروح القدس من غفرتم لهم خطيئة غفرت لهم ومن أمسكتموها عليهم أمسكت أنت الآن أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل رسلك القديسين أنعمت للذين يعملون في الكهنوت كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة أن يغفروا الخطايا على الأرض ويحلوا وربطوا كل رباطات الظلم الآن أيضا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر عبيدك أبائي وإخوتي وضعفي هؤلاء المنحنين برؤوسهم أمام مجدك المقدس ارزقنا برحمتك اقطح كل رباطات خطايانا إن كنا قد أخطأنا بشيء بعلم أو بغير علم بإذا القلب أو بالقول أو بالفعل أو بالفكرة أو بصغر القلب فأنت أيها السيد العار بضعف البشر كصالح ومحب للبشر اللهم انعم لنا بغفران خطايانا باركنا طهرنا حاللنا حالل سائر شعبك املأنا من خوفك من الإكرام والعز والسيود الآن وكل آوان وإلى ظهر الظهور كلها آمين
آمين هللويا دوكسا باتريك أيوك أجيو ابن ما تكنك أينك استوس أوناستون أونن آمين تن أوش فولم جو إموس جي أوبن شويس Jesus Christos, he who was crucified on the cross, trampled Satan under our feet. Save us and have mercy upon us. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, amin, ismo eroi, estime tania coni evol compi esmo.
Christus, benuti, إب أورن تتهريني موينان تكريني سمنان تكريني كان نوبنا إيفول جاسوك تتيقونا بيونا بسمونا بيا ما شايني أمين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير مسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد آمين بسم الله والابن والروح القدس. نقرا بتاع بكره زي ما تشوفوا انت عايز تشوفوه. اشتهت الملكة هيلانا أن تنظر خشبة الصليب المقدس التي صلب السيد عليها، فلم تكل البتة بل كانت تطلبه باشتياق واجتهاد حتى وجدته من أجل أمانتها. اشتهت الملكة هيلانا أن تنظر خشبة الصليب المقدس التي صلب السيد عليها، فلم تكل البتة بل كانت تطلبه باشتياق واجتهاد حتى وجدته من أجل أمانتها. كان فرح اليوم في السماء وعلى الأرض من أجل ظهور الصليب المحيي. نسجد للصليب الخشبة الغير المائتة التي صلب السيد عليها حتى خلصنا من خطايانا. قامت هيلانا الملكة وأخذت معها 3000 جندي ومضت إلى أورشليم لتطلب الصليب. فتشاور اليهود مع بعضهم قائلين: لو وصل الأمر إلى أن نموت كلنا لا نظهر الصليب. فصلى يهوذا قائلا، يهوذا ده شخص منهم يعني مش يهوذا ولا حتى التلميذ، قائلا: أيها الرب الإله الضابط الكل رب الصباوط الجالس على الشاروبيم، اظهر لنا يا من قاس السماء بشبره والأرض بقبضته، اظهر صليبك لكي يتمجد اسمك القدوس. وفي تلك الساعة افترقت الأرض إلى 3 طرق. هنا المفروض أعبق مش أعمق، بس يا دي غلطة مطبعية. وأعبق طيب رفيع عظيم الكرامة، ولما حفروا وجدوا 3 صلبان معا ولم يعلموا أيها هو صليب مخلصنا. وفي تلك الساعة جازوا بميت، ناس فايتين معهم ميت، فأمر يهوذا أن يضعوا نعش الميت على الأرض، ولما وضعوا عليه الصليب الأول والثاني ولم يقم وضعوا الصليب الثالث فجلس الميت. وجميع الشعب معا صارخين قائلين: مبارك الرب يسوع المسيح وصليب المحيي الذي صلب عليه حتى خلص شعبه. السلام للصليب علامة الظفر الذي أعطي للمسيحيين ليتقووا من قبله. السلام للصليب الشجرة التي في الفردوس التي أغصانها العطرية تحيي كل أحد. السلام للصليب علامة الخلاص الذي رآه قسطنطين يضيء في وسط السماء. السلام لك السلم ولكن السلام ماشي. السلام لك أيها الصليب الذي طلبته الملكة هيلانا باجتهاد حتى وجدته مع المسامير. السلام للصليب الذي جعل أو جعل في المياه المرة فصارت حلوة وشرب منها المؤمنون. السلام للصليب الذي استحق أن يؤمن به إسحاق السامري وكل الذين معه. السلام للصليب فخر المسيحية الذي صلب عليه الرب حتى خلص شعبه. السلام للصليب المنارة الذهب المصفى التي أوقد عليها المصباح الذي هو عمانوئيل. السلام للصليب قضيب خشبة اللوز الذي قطر عليه دم الحمل. السلام للصليب الرشم الذي لا يحل الذي في يدي العالي مثل تاج مزخرف. السلام للصليب الذي صلب الرب عليه فبسط يديه وجذب كل أحد إليه من قبل شجرة واحدة اللي هي شجرة المعرفة الخير والشر. من قبل شجرة واحدة نفي آدم إلى خارج الفردوس، ومن قبل الصليب، من الصليب مأخوذ من شجرة برضو، ومن قبل الصليب عود الصليب المبارك رد آدم، رجع تاني إلى رتبته مرة أخرى. فنسأل الرب المتحنن أن ينعم لنا بغفران خطايانا، له المجد دائما أبديا آمين. تاني
لأنه مكرم جدا على
علامة الصليب، صليب يسوع المسيح الملك إلهنا الحقيقي، جفز مروت جف يتنم بشيرين بيبنم Tereya zinci ki voltin oşte mustenti ones.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس إله الواحد أمين. اليوم 17 من شهر توت المبارك، أحسن الله انقضاؤه وأعاده علينا وعليكم، ونحن أنتم في هدوء واطمئنان واغفر الخطايا والآثام والزلات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبائي وإخوتي أمين.
On this day of the year 51 of the martyrs, which corresponds to 335 AD, the patriarchs of the Christian churches celebrated the Honorable Cross. They were the saintly Pope Athanasius the Apostolic, Patriarch of Alexandria, the Patriarch of Constantinople, the Patriarch of Antioch, and Saint Macarius the Patriarch of Jerusalem. They carried the Honorable Cross in a procession inside the Church of Resurrection in a splendid celebration, worshiping the Lord. They offered prayers and celebrated the divine liturgies. They venerated the cross and then placed it in a special place prepared for it in a vault made of silver. This feast coincides also with the appearance of the sign of the Honorable Cross of the righteous Emperor Constantine the Great. He was on his way to fight the tyrant Emperor Maxentius, the son of Maximian, in the year 312 AD. He saw the sign of the Honorable Cross in the middle of the sky, in the middle of the day in the sky, along with his officers and soldiers, as a great light more brilliant than the light of the sun. Under the cross was written these words, "With this sign you shall conquer." He was encouraged, strengthened, and he put the image of the cross that he saw on all the banners and armors of his soldiers. He was victorious in the war with the power of the Honorable Cross that had a profound effect for him accepting the faith. The blessing of the Honorable Cross be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the Saint Abacaster the Presbyter was martyred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian in the 4th century. This saint was born in the village of Bar-Nuha in Upper Egypt to Christian parents. They raised him in piety and in virtues, and he was ordained a reader. He stayed close to the church. Then he was married and ordained a presbyter for the church of his village. He shepherded the people with the best of care. He had a son, called him Ephraim after his father's name, and a daughter called Dermuda. Father Castor grew to be a venerable priest in a good old age, and his people loved him. When Diocletian incited persecution against the Christians, he went around confirming his people in the Orthodox faith. He went to the city of Alcaeus, the capital of the area, and which was close to his village to visit the imprisoned Christians because of their faith in Christ. He strengthened and encouraged them. When the governor was informed that Father Castor encouraged the Christians to be steadfast in the faith and not to worship the idols, he seized him. They tortured him with every kind of torture, but the Lord comforted, strengthened, and healed him. Afterwards, the governor sent him to the governor of Old Cairo, whose name was Kilkianus, to torture him again. Many miracles and wonders had been manifested during his torture and imprisonment. Then he sent him to the governor of Alexandria. The governor of Alexandria also tortured him in spite of his old age severely. Then he gave him a deadly poison to drink. However, it did not harm him, because the saint made the sign of the cross over the chalice before he drank it. When he became weary of torturing him, he ordered to behead him. He was about 110 years old. When he was praying before his execution, a voice from heaven called upon him, saying, "O my beloved Castor, come to the place of rest." Then they cut off his head, and thus he received the crown of martyrdom. St. Julius Elafrasi of Afras wrote his biography, shredded his body, and sent him to his hometown, Bardonoa. The people of his village received him with praises and hymns. They carried his body and hid it in his house until the end of the era of persecution. Then they built a church on his name, which was consecrated on the 17th day of the month of Amshir. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also the blessed Theognosta departed. That was during the reign of righteous emperors Honorius and Arcadius. She lived in a convent nearby Rome, and she was taken captive by the men of the ruler of El Raha. They presented him to her. The wife of the ruler took her as a maidservant for herself. The captured nun, Theognosta, performed her duties with joy and satisfaction, and the Lord prospered her ways. The Lord gave her grace in the sight of her mistress, so she appointed her head of all maidservants working in the palace. As of Saint Theognosta, her heart was devoted to the heavenly life, pursuing her prayers and asceticism with great diligence. Afterwards, the son of the ruler faced a serious illness, and all the capabilities of the physicians failed to cure him. His mother asked Theognosta to pray for him. She stretched her hands and prayed to God to be glorified in this only son for the salvation of many. When she finished from her prayer, the child was immediately cured. The ruler freed her from captivity and gave her an isolated place as she requested. She dwelt in that place, worshiping God unceasingly. Not long after, the wife of the ruler became ill, so she asked Theognosta to pray for her, and God granted her healing with the prayers of the saint. One day, that ruler went out to the wilderness to hunt, and he was lost. Hence, he remembered Saint Theognosta and how she calls upon the Lord Christ in her hardships, and how she signs herself with the sign of the cross, and she receives divine power. The ruler cried out, asking the Lord Christ, the God of Theognosta, to save him. Immediately, he saw a light in the shape of the sign of the cross leading him until he entered the city. His people rejoiced and called Saint Theognosta to preach to them the faith of the Lord Christ. She was delighted and preached them the faith. She asked the ruler to send to Emperor Honorius to delegate for them a righteous priest. He sent to them a priest called Theophanius, who preached them the faith of the Lord Christ until all believed. Theophanius was ordained a bishop for El Raha, as the ruler and the people requested. Saint Theognosta served the women and taught them the faith. God allowed for her a short illness, then she departed in peace. The blessing of her prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the year 1557 of the martyrs, which correspond to 1810 AD, the saint Al-Mu'allim Girgis al-Ghari departed. Al-Mu'allim Master Girgis al-Ghari was one of the famous Copts of the late 18th century and early 19th century. He was the brother of Al-Mu'allim Ibrahim al-Ghari. He was reared and educated, as was his brother, in Al-Kutub of the city of Qalyub, as was the system at the time. He learned reading, writing, and arithmetic, along with religious studies and the Coptic language. When he grew up, he joined his brother, who held the position of head scribes of Egypt, in his daily duties and in his office works. His brother was the best teacher and an excellent mentor for him, and being close to his brother had a great influence on his future life and a motive for his success. He held the position of head of Mubashirin after the departure of his brother Al-Mu'allim Ibrahim al-Ghari. Al-Mu'allim Girgis conducted the affairs of his position under four different periods: during the reign of Al-Mamalik, during the reign of the French expedition, during the reign of the Turks, and the beginning of the reign of Muhammad al-Besha. He faced many difficulties during public life. He was an outstanding man and generous in giving. He donated much money to the poor, the needy, the churches, and the monasteries, especially on feast days. He supported Pope Marcus VIII, or Pope Mark VIII, in building the great St. Mark Church in El Azbakiya and the patriarchal residence adjacent to it from their own possessions. His brother Ibrahim had obtained before his departure the decree from the Sultan to build the church. Pope Mark VIII appointed him administrator for many of the churches in Cairo and Old Cairo for his love for the churches and its renovation and maintenance. Imam Alim Girgis later in his life fell ill and departed in peace. He was buried beside his brother in their private tomb beside the Church of St. George in Darbil Taqa in Old Cairo. Their tomb still exists till now under a small church where prayers are offered on their days of commemoration. The blessing of their prayers of these saintly archon light leader be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
والآن محبة الله الآب نعمة الابن الوحيد شركة موهبة عطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بالسلام وسلام الله يكون معكم. وكل سنة وانتم طيبين وكل عيد صليب وانتم طيبين وربنا يبارك حياتكم. القداس بكرة من 8 ل 10 8 صباحا ل 10. كل سنة وانتم طيبين ربنا معكم.